Right now it's time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wertman. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also the author of Simon Loses His Tummy and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. And she joins us every Thursday morning at this time. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to you, and I do hope the sun breaks through and you can make it up to 60.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a nice change, right?
Well, also, the last couple, yesterday was, the sun didn't break through, or I don't know what it did, but it managed 68, so I was really happy.
Okay, yes, we're getting there.
That's...
Especially since we have a couple of holiday weekends coming up, both this weekend and next weekend, so, you know, it'd be nice if the sun really came through. Shown on everybody. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was actually related to these holiday meals that some of us are now preparing and others will be preparing next weekend, because I had a funny experience talking to some friends of ours who had celebrated a birthday of the wife a couple of weeks ago and were exclaiming over an incredible meal a close friend of theirs had cooked in honor of her birthday. It was his birthday gift to her. And she went on for about 15 minutes describing one dish after another and some of the ingredients that went into the dishes. And after a while, you know, I felt I should be taking the equivalent of an Alka-Seltzer, because the dishes she was describing were so incredibly rich. They were high in cream and egg yolks and cheese and butter and more cream and more butter, etc. And, you know, I said to her, well, how did you feel after this five-course meal? And she said, well, it was really wonderful, and we ate the whole thing. But then she said, I woke up about 2 or 3 a.m. and really had a stomachache. I'm just not used to eating foods that are that rich. So I began to think about the fact that oftentimes we are, even as a host, in a position to plan a menu and prepare a meal, and sometimes we are so eager to perhaps show off our culinary skills, or because it's an occasion that really calls for something elaborate, that we don't really think of the consequences of what we're really making for that person in terms of health. And it is true, you know, one meal, once a year, birthday meal, what have you, is not going to, quote, kill you. But on the other hand, you know, if you are one of the people who really have to watch the ingredients in the food because of dietary restrictions, you know, perhaps you have lactose intolerance, or you have, you know, IBS or some other problem, or you really are trying not to gain weight, even on your birthday, sometimes, you know, the meal that's presented to you as the guest may really be incompatible with, you know, your health needs, your religious needs, your cultural needs, even, you know, your weight needs, etc. And we really should think seriously about what we're doing when we're making foods like this for people to eat. And, you know, we have Passover coming up this weekend. I think many people who prepare traditional meals probably go through a dozen eggs. You know, Easter comes up, you know, there are more eggs, and an elaborate meal next weekend. And, you know, I wonder whether people really think quite seriously of the consequences to their guests of what they're putting into their food when they serve it.
Yeah, but...
I'm sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say, you know, one of the things... my version of this is somebody sent me as a thank you some chocolates. They were very good. They were See's candy. What could be better than somebody sending you See's candy? The English toffee, right? Nothing is better than that. So I ate it, and after a couple of pieces, it was... I ate some more because it was delicious, but also my body went on a 3-day revolt. Because I was it's more sugar than I just don't eat a lot of sugar.
Well, you see, that's the point. You know, again, when I actually had been at somebody else's home, I remember this, whenever we could go to people's homes, maybe 2 years ago, and she was making a sauce. I remember it was specifically, it was a cream mushroom sauce for some pasta. And I was in the kitchen helping her, you know, bring out dishes, and I saw her making the sauce, and she was putting in so much heavy cream and butter, sautéing the mushrooms, that I thought to myself, if I eat that dish, I am going to be up all night, you know, not feeling well. But, and I knew there were people at the dinner table who had heart disease, who really had, one was diabetic, people had to watch their weight, and I thought, how can she make a dish like this? And by the way, her husband was considerably overweight. How can she make a dish like this when she knows the calorie cost of this? But she was really focused on making the dish that tasted wonderful. And where do you draw the line? I mean, how do you balance the need to make something that tastes really wonderful and, you know, let's be honest, a lot of foods that taste really wonderful do so because they're filled with, butter or cream or what have you, and the health needs of your guests. And you know, and there's something else, you can go beyond that, because I used, remember, weight loss, people who came to me for weight loss help would say, you know, I really dread going home for and name the holiday because so-and-so is going to prepare her special super-duper dish, and I've been trying... It would say to me, I'm on a diet. What do I do? Literally, what do I do? And I'm sitting at that table, and this dish comes out, and Aunt Mary says to me, oh, you know, here I made this dish especially for you, and here I've just lost, you know, 17 pounds or something, and I know I don't want to eat this dish that is so fattening. And if I say, no, thank you, you know, there will be a pushback. Why? I just made the dish for you. Or, what, you're trying to lose weight again? You know it's not going to work. Eat the dish anyway, eat my food anyway, because why bother dieting? You failed, you know, 2 years ago. I mean, it brings up all sorts of problems that I think the person who is just sort of looking at a recipe and saying, oh, I think I'll make this, doesn't really think about. And, you know, I think maybe we should take a few minutes before planning a menu and saying, you know, is this really going to be healthy for my guests? Are they going to feel good when at 4 o'clock in the morning after they eat, you know, this meal? You know, am I really jeopardizing some health concern for my guests? And, you know, I've never even seen that talked about. When people say, "Oh, why don't you try this recipe?"
No, it isn't. You're right, and the other, and I have to say that in a certain, in a different arena, it's fallen over its own hump. Where each of your, the other side is each of your guests telling you what they will or won't eat.
That's true.
And, well, yeah, and
that is true. That is true. They send in their request. You know,
right.
Please.
Well,
no
I can't. No gluten.
No lactose.
And you can't
no dairy.
Have this, and,
But so you know, another portion of this is, and this is what I've learned over the past year, portion control. You know, if you're at a party and there's a dish that comes out, and you've now been watching your weight, and so you have an idea of caloric content and size and everything, portion control, you've got to have your own self-discipline, which comes into effect. And like I said, I never had that self-discipline, but I do now, simply because now we're 13 months on in me doing this, and I do have that portion control. Like I sat
when
down.
When did the discipline kick in? Because you're
it kicked,
right. A
it
long
kicked
time
in
ago,
about it kicked in about 3.5-4 months ago. Like I wanted to have I had a salad yesterday for lunch, and I made it an extra small salad because I wanted to have one of my tamales that I made along with it. So I
right.
So instead of putting anything in the salad, I just put tomato, oil, and vinegar, a red wine vinegar, and then I had my tamale with it. And between the salad and the tamale, it came in about, like I wanted to have it, anywhere about 400 to 500 calories. That's the decision
I made.
Okay, but
Marshall, what if you go off to Easter dinner, for example, or some other, you know, celebratory dinner, and somebody, one of your many relatives, presents you with a dish that 3 or 4 years ago you would have enjoyed eating and perhaps look forward to, and you know the dish is extremely caloric. What would you do? What would you do now?
I would get a really small portion of it, and then when I was finished with the portion, I would say to the people, I'm going to excuse myself now, and because I'm not going to eat dessert. That was absolutely great, but I'm full. That's what I would do now.
So you would actually leave.
I would actually pick myself and remove myself from the situation as possible.
That's very smart.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's if somebody's been really working on changing their diet, I never believed it, but it's true. My appetite, I can make something occasionally, and I'll bring it over. And there's still half of it left.
His eyes have not. It's funny. He's taking his eyes and what will take.
But people
longer.
Also should be aware. People, the whole thing. What you said, Judy, which is exactly right. for somebody to say, oh, you failed at this, you failed, that's BS.
Just wrong
that's
anyway.
Crazy.
You shouldn't do that.
You know, what the person should do is when they're doling out the dinner ring is,
right.
You know, I know that you've lost a lot of weight, so I've made a smaller portion for you.
Yes,
that
you,
you
exactly.
Know, you can work around it like that, but to just say, oh, go ahead and eat it, that doesn't work.
That's right. It's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
You know, right? Go ahead and eat it. It's not, but, you know, it might.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No, you're right.
Well, yeah, I think we've solved the problem.
Let's hope that people planning their menus will take this to heart and think about our hearts as well.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy.
You're welcome. Have a good holiday. Bye-bye.
Food for mood.
Of course, you can hear Judy here on Robin Hood Radio every Thursday morning and also on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Food for Mood with Judy Wortman.